Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 131. Shir HaMaalot LeDavid. Adonai lo gava libi velo ramu einai velo ilachti bigdolot v'niflaot mimeni. A song of Maalot of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, my eyes are not lofty, nor do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. In lo shiviti v'domanti nafshi kigamul alei imo kigamul alei nafshi. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself like a child who is weaned from his mother. My soul is like a weaned child. Yachel Yisrael Adonai me'ata v'olam. Let Israel hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. This short psalm seems like there's not much to say, and yet Rav Elchanan Samet teaches us a whole new way to look at it by introducing us to a biblical commentator from the early 20th century who, in Samet's eyes, was the first to write about Psalms as poetry and use literary poetic analysis to interpret the Tehillim, at least in Hebrew. His name was Aryeh Ludwig Strauss, a German-Jewish teacher, writer, and educator who made Aliyah and taught in the early years of the new state. The first thing Strauss does is divide the Psalm into sections he calls stanzas or batim, to notice the specific style being conveyed. Instead of seeing the psalm as three verses, Strauss divides it differently into four stanzas divided equally into two parts, and he cuts out the beginning and the end, saying that they are not exactly relevant to the Mizmor itself. And so he takes out the word Hashem, and he takes out the words Yachel Yisrael, and he says the main body is with these four batim, these four stanzas. Stanza number one, lo gava libi lo ramu enai, my heart is not haughty, my eyes are not lofty. Stanza number two, velo ilachti bigdalot uviniflot mimeni, nor do I exercise myself in great matters, or nor do I do things too high for me. Stanza three, im lo shiviti vidomanti nafshi, surely, now im lo, I have composed and stilled my soul. And finally, stanza number four, kigamul alei imo, kigamul alei nafshi, like a child who is weaned from his mother, my soul is like a weaned child. Strauss takes the first and last lines out of the main body, as I mentioned, claiming that they are not intrinsic to the psalm. Now, Samet accepts that the last line of the psalm is incongruous with the rest of the psalm because the psalm is personal, and the last line, Yachel Yisrael, seems not to apply to this personal calling out to God. But he categorically rejects the notion that God's name and a call to God should not be part of this psalm, and therefore he includes it. Nevertheless, the analysis of the psalm based on Strauss says the following. Strauss notes the first three statements of the psalm are put forth in the negative. Lo gava libi, lo ramu enai, lo ilachti bivot. My heart was not haughty. My eyes were not lofty. I did not occupy myself with great things. He explains that this poetic technique reminds us of the struggle the author feels despite the fact that he negates it. It is intentionally there for us to consider. He is fighting his demons, but they certainly exist. This theme embodies the first two stanzas, Batim, and accounts for the first half of the poem. Samet notes that the four stanzas fit neatly into two sections, each composed of 11 words. The first section is defined by the word no, despite his expression of having defeated those demons. In the second section of the poem, we analyze stanzas 3 and 4. Strauss notes that the no still lingers in stanza 3 with the words im lo, but Samet explains that the nature of that no shifts. It's not the hard no of the first two stanzas, but an im lo, which is a biblical language of an oath. It means surely, im lo, I have composed myself. Samet sees this as a brilliant transition in the short poem from a no existence to an affirmative positive stance we find at the end. Stanza 3 offers the transition as he attempts to break away from the negativity, from having to remind himself and us of the demons which still linger in his mind, to using the no, but in the form of an oath, that I swear I will compose myself, I will still my soul. Finally, the fourth stanza arrives, the climax of the psalm, and suddenly a picture appears before our eyes. Kigamul alei imo, kigamul alei nafshi. Like a child weaned from its mother, like a weaned child, my soul. Why the image? What does it mean? Picture in your mind, not a nursing child, but a weaned child. Not an infant who is completely dependent on the mother and always demanding of the mother. This would not provide us with the serene soul he wants to admit. Rather, the child is weaned around 3 years old, starting to learn independence, sometimes even stubborn and defiant, exploring a new world and ready for adventure. But that child returns home to mother and her love. To sit alei imo, beside his mother in a supreme state of security and love. This is the idea of the climax of that struggle the poet is having in trying to find serenity with God and having to contend with his demons to still his soul. Strauss continues to analyze the extensive parallelism in the psalm. Note that every verse there is a parallel, and how it plays out in the final stanza of the weaned child. And Samet expands on this and notes that in the final stanza, the two words meant to parallel are Imo, his mother, and Nafshi, my soul, aptly summarizing the essence of his desire for his life. Strauss chooses to ignore the title of the psalm, Shir HaMaalot LeDavid, suggesting it's a lyrical poem of unknown origin. But Samet brings a midrash which explains that the psalm can be read as a synopsis of David's tumultuous yet inspiring life. A life seeking that serenity of the soul, a life of ups and downs and struggles and triumphs. The Midrash says, a song of a sense of David, my heart was not haughty, O Lord. That is when Shmuel anointed me as king. My eyes were not lofty. That is when I killed Goliath. I did not occupy myself with great things. That's when I brought the ark up. Or with things beyond my power, that's when I returned to my kingdom. Rather, surely I composed and stilled my soul like a weaned child beside its mother, like a child who emerged from his mother's womb, so was my soul to me. Samet sees the psalm as reflecting on the very essence of David's life, especially his humility during his reign and life experiences. Thus, says Samet, a short two-verse psalm turns into a summary of David's life, which can certainly be seen as a yearning for the great king of Israel throughout his turbulent years to reach a point of serenity, peace for his soul, and ultimately for all of Israel from here to eternity.